Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome, smart people. Welcome to the Smart Guys Tech Podcast. I'm your boy, Smart Guy. Big Q in the building. And I got the homie. Pay attention.
No, I have the mute on and I can't do like a shortcut from you. But, yo, it's your boy Kenneth. Feeling fantastic.
Yeah, yeah, because you took a week off, so you should be feeling pretty good. You know, we had to took a week off and whatnot.
Yes, sir. I was at the beach.
Good. So how's that? I saw your little behind the scenes shoot video. Yeah, that thing was like, I didn't know being a photographer had them kind of perks, man. You know what I mean?
Wait. What video did you see?
Which video did you put up? That's the one I saw.
I put up a lot of videos. That's what I'm saying.
Which videos did you see? I think it was like a BTS, you and some chick goofing around.
Oh, yeah. That was before the trip.
Oh, okay. Yeah. It was, I mean, y'all look like y'all was having a lot of fun, so it was cool, you know?
Yeah, I've worked with her quite a bit. She's pretty fun.
Shout out to the General Takeover. It's in the building. Long time. You've been missing. Glad to have you back in the building. You know what I mean? That's a good thing. We're a little bit late because I have right now my beautiful Samsung range coming, being installed like right now. They're hooking it up, you know what I'm saying? So I'm excited about that because now my fully functional Samsung kitchen is complete. We have every part of it now, you know what I mean? So we had been planning on getting the stove a long time ago, but we couldn't justify because the stove that we had was still good. But then it kind of crapped out on us over the weekend. So we went and completed our little situation. Zoe is in the building. One Mr. Real Mr. Simba is in the house. What's going on, Zoe? What's happening? You know what's good?
More than the building.
Yeah. So that's what's been going on. Look, I know, Keon. I was kind of glad because we took that week off right after that whole situation went down. I was like, trust and believe, I saw the Twitter conversation, but I chose to refrain. I said, you know what? I said, you know what? I was being tagged in all type of stuff.
Yeah, we're going to try to bring you in.
I was being tagged in all type of stuff. And I was like,
yeah, man.
I was like, nah, man, I am, you know what? Because Zoe even said something about, oh, I bet Q somewhere. I'm like, no, man, I don't even know what happened. And you know what? And I did it on purpose. I said, you know what? We get to the podcast. Keon will inform me on what I didn't pay attention to, because I clearly didn't watch a single second of any of that stuff that was going on. You know what I mean? So, but I gave it zero of my attention. 0% of my attention. 0%. But I did enjoy the Microsoft Bethesda game event that they had yesterday. It showed off all the new games. That was pretty cool. So some cool stuff that I wanted to do. And that Xbox Game Pass then got leveled all the way up, bro. It's ready to go. You know what I'm saying? So says, we tried to bait you and you didn't fall. No, sir. No, sir. There it is. Yeah, you tried to bait. Nah, I didn't fall for it, Keon. I ain't fall for it.
I didn't try to bait you. I was at the beach living my best life. So, mm-hmm. You know, I didn't try to do nothing.
So this was strictly a vacay. This was not working out like that.
No. This is a boy trip.
Okay, that's good.
Went out to Myrtle and, crap, what did we do? You know, we did a lot of things that I can't really talk about them. Oh, hey, listen, I feel like we're a family channel.
Well, then, yeah, let's keep it that way. You don't want to
I felt real good, Q.
Good. Much needed, much deserved, right? Is that what it is?
Yeah, of course. And as you can see, after my, 1 month search,
yeah,
Got my PS5.
I saw that on Twitter. I did see that.
Yes.
When you probably could have got
it. Actually came super quick.
You probably could have got a lot sooner if you had ordered it, though. You know that, right? I mean, we had this conversation before.
No, because you can't even order because they're sold out.
Oh, sorry. Okay, that's right. That's right. Yeah. I was like, I don't want to be the day. I know how you feel about that kind of stuff.
Yeah, no, I didn't actually pick that up in store. I had to buy it. And initially, the place I ordered it said it was going to come at the end of this month. Uh-huh. But then, like, a week later, it was here. So I was like, all right, dope.
Okay, so did you crack it open yet? You hook it up? You look at it?
Oh, okay. So, as well as getting my PS5, I'm pretty sure people know that I work for Digital Trends. And when I got back from the beach, I had these two big boxes waiting for me. And I look in them, and I've got Blink cameras, I've got the Ring alarm system, I've got Alexa, Echo, Show. I got a whole smart home thing. Wow. So now I have to put something in my storage, which you can't see. You might be able to see my box on the other side of my bed. So I'm trying to just get everything organized.
Nice.
Because it's been so much stuff that I have to get through.
That's pretty awesome. So I saw on your tweet, you said it's like it reminds you back when you was doing the product review. So you're back on that now.
Yeah, kind of. I mean, now I focus on smart home. Instead of like on everything.
Yeah.
That's pretty dope, because I do enjoy smart home stuff.
Yeah.
But man, I was a HomeKit home, Q.
Yeah.
And then they sent this girl named Alexa.
Oh, word. Okay.
And so she, not like that.
Okay.
Just like, the Echo Show. They sent me the Echo Show.
Like what are we doing? What are we doing? Like what's going on? Okay.
They sent me the Echo Show. And now I got things I got to reorganize. They sent me, the alarm system I have has a built-in Eero.
Oh.
And then I have an Eero extender, but I already had an Eero Pro. So now I have three routers. I got to figure out what I'm going to do. Because I also only live in an apartment. So.
Right. Well, so now you can have Wi-Fi at the pool if you wanted to.
The pool is actually like walking distance.
Oh,
so I'm probably sure I could.
Right. Yeah, I was playing around with new Adobe software. This is a new Adobe Substance 3D. I was actually redoing the Smart Guys logo. I was actually, you know, giving us a fresh new makeover with that. And for some reason, I kept on hearing like some sounds. I'm like, I hear somebody talk. Like, what is going on? I hear this like muffled speech. I'm like, what is going on? But I was watching a YouTube video and it triggered my joint. I don't know if you can see it behind me right there. I got a little Echo Show right there. And, it was talking, so I came over here. To see, like I thought maybe it was somebody outside with the, because I got neighbors that like to rock up the karaoke machines and whatnot. And I saw this stupid little Alexa box over here just running. I had been running for like an hour, but so I turned it so it won't the microphone off on it, so it won't do nothing.
Yeah,
so
I haven't even. I got to go into the settings and change the voice and stuff.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I missed my HomeKit.
But we're here now. And Zoe said you could have ordered that thing from, what did he say, Zobel Exchange, and he could have got it a long time ago. And you could have been playing whatever is hot and fresh right now already. You could have been doing
that. First of all, though, I didn't know you like that back then. So I know I'm about to go hand you $400.
Right.
Now I know that you come through for your boy. So,
you know, Zoe is the plug, bro. I told you that.
everybody that comes to me said they're the plug. I can't trust you.
I vetted him for you, though. I'm saying I had already did that. I was like, I had already vetted the man for you, now. And if you ain't going to listen to me, now me and you go way back. And I'm vetting this man. That man and him go way back. You're like, nah, I don't know, Zoe. But anyway.
I don't know friends of friends.
That's it. Somebody you would have had a receipt, though. You would have been straight. You would have been good.
Exactly.
You know what
Show
I mean?
Show me the receipt.
Yes. So listen, I was looking at the tweets. Like I said, I wasn't feeding too much into it. And y'all were kind of vague. Y'all wasn't really saying too much. Y'all was saying the names of certain features or new additions to the Apple repertoire, which, you know, I don't speak the Apple lingo, so I don't know what the hell y'all was talking about. You know, I said, you know what? I'm gonna chill. And I'll let them geek out about that, and we'll all learn about it at the same time. So, Keon, what did I miss, or was it even worth my attention?
Was it worth your attention? If you just want to keep up, man.
Okay.
It's definitely this is definitely WWDT. It's kind of like Google I/O. It's a lot of software.
Yeah.
So if you're not in the Apple ecosystem, 90% of it's not even going to phase you at all.
Right, they did
update or show the new version of iOS. It showed the new version of iPadOS, macOS has now Ventura.
Okay.
We've got updates to, you know, Apple HomeKit, Apple Wallet. And then they talked about two new devices, which, again, I feel like they kind of got this from Google, because last month when Google did the I.O., they talked about all the devices coming out, which has not really been done before. And Apple's usually not displaying devices at WWDC, but they did. They announced a new chip, the M2.
Here we go.
And they have devices that M2 is going to go into. So they have the new MacBook Air, which looks like a the old school Mac, or the current MacBook Pro.
Mm-hmm.
It looks pretty much like that. Then they added the M2 to a smaller MacBook Pro, which doesn't have a place. Like, nobody should buy that computer.
Okay.
$100 more than the MacBook Air, but with worse stuff in it. And it's $600 lower than the, you know, 14-inch MacBook Pro. But again, it's only $100 more than that, the MacBook Air with worse stuff. So it really doesn't have a place.
Right.
I don't understand who would buy it.
What size is it again?
But, 13 inches. Which,
yeah, which, you know, that's the size I like, though. I like the, but then again, so that, so wait, so one is an Air and one is a Pro. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, one's an Air, one's a Pro.
So, you know,
one's 1200, one's 1300, but the Pro has worse camera, you know, same battery life, same chip, worse screen. Like, it doesn't have MagSafe. It doesn't have. Anyway, there's no point.
And it's supposed to be the Pro model. So what made it? Because I remember back in the day, what made the Pro? I'm sure how detached from Apple I am. I just remember when I used to sell a computer. When I worked in the computer department at Best Buy. The Pro model was the thick one that had a CD drive, and the Air was a little skinny one that didn't have a CD. That's what set them apart.
That's not the difference.
Oh, okay. That's what I remember.
I'm just saying that's what I remember. You were just like, oh, CD?
Yeah.
Pro, not CD.
Yeah. And I mean, and the fact that I mentioned the CD shows you how far back that goes.
Yeah, the Pros have always been better screen, better processing, better graphics. Yeah. Pretty much, if you're going to do anything intensive, go with the Pro. Okay. And I mean intensive, like video editing, you know, CAD, graphic design, stuff like that.
Yeah.
But this one, the smaller MacBook Pro that they unveiled in WWDC, they just wanted to put the chip in another model. So they took the old, like, 2018 MacBook Pros and put the chip in that model. They didn't change anything about the Pros.
Mm.
Just put the chip in there. I guess it's to say we have two computers with the M2.
I guess so.
But there's no point. No point.
Yeah. I guess if you make your own chips in house, you ain't even worried about that. Because I understand, like, it's just like, do these chips, we can't be just spreading them around, but I guess you can. If you can, you can, right? You know, I guess, right?
It's really pointless.
Right.
Hey, CJ is in the building.
Oh, yeah. I meant that. Well, I put it, you can't really see it until it's like too late. But yeah, I put a little hello greeting up in the joint. So that's cool. I know it was some software stuff. Everybody was talking about new mobile stuff. Like, I saw something popped in my feed about how iPad was supposed to be more desktop like this go around. Like, it was.
They have what's called Stage something.
Stage Manager.
Stage Manager. Yes, I haven't used it yet.
You haven't even looked at it yet? What is going on?
I don't think I haven't left my iPad, and I don't have any issues with, like, space. So okay. I don't want to make my screen, like, smaller and more cramped. But basically, if you are using multiple programs at once, you could have, like, a main primary screen, but you can see the other programs on the left, and you can easily, like, swap out. Okay. So you're only focusing on one thing.
Okay.
And then you can connect your iPad to your monitor, and you can, like, not just double mirror the screen, it actually extends the screen, so it helps you use it as a computer. I never use my iPad that way, so that's why I haven't used it.
I gotcha. We want to give a smart guy's welcome to Roy McKelton Jr. is in the building. Welcome.
What up, Roy?
Welcome to the smart.
Is this one of your boys?
No, I don't know. We I don't know who he is, but welcome to the squad. You know,
what up, Roy?
To the squad. Yeah. So I think that's cool. You know, I've always been a little bit intrigued with the iPad. I was talking to a customer yesterday, as a matter of fact, and this is the weirdest thing that happened while I was at work. So I'm talking to this guy. He was looking at the Tab S8, the 11 inch, and he is like really in deep thought. He's like, I really want to get this. So I asked him what was he looking for. He said, well, I got a tablet. I just want to replace it. Let me go outside and grab mine so I can. See the size. So he came back in with an iPad mini, right? And so I said, okay, well, you got an iPad mini. I said, that's a dope tablet, bro. Like, what are you doing? He was like, you're going to believe
me. Wait, he was looking at the Tab S what?
S11, the 11 inch.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So and he went to the iPad mini.
But, no, that's what he had. So I asked him, I said, bro, you got an iPad mini. Is, you know, that's a dope tablet. Unless you're looking for some Android stuff. What exactly are you trying? Because he was like really conflicted. You ain't gonna believe what his reasoning for this trip and this coming to buy another tablet was. You know the emoji that your boy Dave Rushing loves to use, the crying emoji. You know what I'm talking about? The crying. He pulled that emoji up on the iPad, and then he pulled it up on the Samsung, and he was like,
"You said a little different."
They looked a little bit. It wasn't a whole lot of difference. But for him, this is the whole reason for what I was in shock, hey, bro. I was like, "Are you serious?"
Everybody has their reasons for like what they want, and man said he wanted it to look the same.
So I said, "Dude, I said I know somebody. I said I got a homeboy who used that emoji a lot." I said, so it must be. I said, I'm not an emoji guy, but I said, you must use this emoji. He's like, bro, you don't know. I use this emoji at least 700 times a day.
Wait. How old is this man? Give me a range.
He looked like he was like either like in his late teens or early
20s. Oh yeah, that's how they talk, bro.
Wow, it was important to him, bro. I was
being a Gen Z-er, yeah.
Yo, it was crazy, man. I was like, I did not understand it. I didn't understand it at all. But it was important. And he bought a $600 tablet and then it was weird because he was like, because I said, well, dude, listen, you got the iPad. The iPad is dope. I said, it'd be easier just to buy an Android phone, right? He reaches in his pocket and pulls out a Note 10 Plus and he said, well, the problem is every time I want to send that emoji, I got to go and get my phone out.
Oh my god.
I'm dead serious, bro. I am serious as a heart attack. This is
he need a tablet. Why he have an iPad?
I have no idea. It was anyway. We all love the topic. I didn't want to do that, but I had to tell that story because
I will say that yesterday. Thanks to your boy Joe hooking me up with the iPad cellular service.
Yeah,
that came in clutch during the big trip.
Yeah, you know what? I wanted to go to get a cell. I tell you, the only thing I'm kind of mad about is that Samsung doesn't do the unlock ones. You gotta commit to a stupid carrier in order to do it, which ain't an issue because
you can come on over to Apple.
No, don't do that. But I'm a Verizon person anyway. I'm just saying, I just don't want to have to buy a Verizon device. You see what I'm saying? Like, I don't think I'm leaving Verizon no time soon. I don't think. But I don't want to have to buy a Verizon device. I just don't want to do that.
So I don't care. Well, like I said, you can. I know a company that will sell you an unlocked tablet.
I know a company that does too. But you call it a tablet, but it's really just not.
it's a computer. I forgot. It's a new computer. Only computer you need.
You know, listen. I ain't gonna diss it because you know. That's what Apple got me. Look, if they really want to hook me, that's what they can get me at right there. They can get me through that.
I'm telling you. One day, you're just going to open up the box for me to the iPad. I mean, and then slowly after that, I'm going to just start sending you some more stuff.
You know, this is going to sound super silly, right? But I think I would probably pull a trigger on the iPad if it didn't look so much like an iPad.
What do you want? Put a case on it, put a skin on it, get you a little keyboard.
Like I was like when I was talking to that guy yesterday, I'm just like the whole time I'm talking to him, I'm just looking at the iPad in his hand, and it just Apple device just looks so. You know what? I'm gonna stay positive today. I ain't gonna get my blood pressure up. But I'm not. I'm not a fan of the aesthetics. Let's just say that. Not a fan of it. I don't like the way they look. And you saw how it looked when I got my new laptop a couple weeks ago. Now, the thing was free. They gave me a free $1,600 laptop that I didn't have to pay a dime for. And the only
does
reason
does not look like this it at all. It does.
So, you know, I'm still looking for scans for it, but ain't nobody got no scans for it. I thought D-Brand was going to hook me up, but they still ain't got nothing yet for it. Anyway, Was there anything else that they announced? I'll tell you, it had to be something else. It was
A lot of it is if you're already in the system.
Yeah. But it was there was something with the is it 16? What did I say? Is it something for the iPhone? 16. Yeah. Is that they announced that? Or was that in beta? Have people seen that already?
It's beta.
Okay.
Developer beta. So like I'm running it right now. I'm running it on my iPhone and my iPad.
Yeah.
I might take it off my iPad just because it's no point for me at least. Mm-hmm. But it's a nice little change to the iPhone. Everybody's all geeked out about.
Yo, I know what I wanted to ask you about. It just hit me. So I remember on the rundown sheet that I was looking at it. It was something about messages and being able to unsend a message. Am I getting this right?
Yeah, I was about to go through all of that.
Okay, explain that for me real quick.
So, let me preface it. This requires iPhone to iPhone to talk, and both people have to be at least on iOS 16.
Okay.
Only people in the beta right now with iPhones. But I can send you a message and be like, you know what? They don't deserve that. And I can take it back and I can unsend it. And so they will not have it in their chat history.
Okay.
There's a 15-minute time limit. Okay. It's a 15-minute time limit.
So like if you sent the message, let's say you sent a D pick, right? Let's just say that. You sent it to somebody. And you're like, damn.
Why you gotta be that?
I'm just saying, right? And I was thinking with the way I was reading, I was like, you could pull it before they got a chance to see it. Like it was some type of buffer on it where, but you're saying they're gonna see it anyway. They can't keep it. Is what you're saying.
First of all, thank you, CJ. I never take back what I say. I was talking to the gentleman about this yesterday. Like,
okay.
At first, I wouldn't run for president because of my Twitter, but then I actually thought about it. Like, you know what? I just own everything I say. Okay. So it don't matter.
Yeah.
But yes, so I can send you a picture, and if you, even if you saw it, mm-hmm. I can take it back. Be like, nah.
So I just won't be able to keep it. Is that way I can't just go run to your baby mom and be like, oh,
I mean, if it's a picture, I send you a picture and you download it and I take it back, you still have it.
Yeah, but what if I went, like, if I wasn't on it, like, that was like, oh, yeah, I got him now because he sent me, you
oh,
know.
Oh, yeah, no.
Okay.
If it says, like, unsent message before you either took a screenshot or downloaded it, then
you
out.
Okay.
But so you can also edit messages, too.
It's a step in the right direction. It's just... I mean, because you know, people, oh man, things happen, man. You feel a certain type of way. People be in their feelings, man, or maybe they're a little tipsy.
That's why I tell people, be like me, just own it. I said what I said. You said it.
You know, but really, though, come on, Keon. Sometimes you be like, damn, dude, did I really do that? Did I, come on. You know what I mean?
Like, sometimes I've done that before, like a quick second, be like, man, I shouldn't have said that.
Yeah.
But then that washes over me. I'm just like, you know what? It's already out there. It was in my brain for a reason.
I mean, you know, I can see how some of this would have definitely been beneficial to me back in my younger days. Like now, you know, yeah, okay, whatever.
No. But, I'm so glad they came out in 2022 right. And not like high school.
Yeah, you know,
high school I had to take back a lot of things, but you know.
Yeah, because there have been a lot of messages being snatched back. You know, for real.
Edited, because now you can edit messages too, and you can mark conversations as unread. So like. If I see something and you know you see that I saw it, I can say, nah, I didn't read this. So gotcha. That it says that I ignored you.
So what about the screenshot squad? Like them chicks, man, like they're brutal, man. So now they're gonna have to put them 1 terabyte iPhones in the store because you ain't gonna be able to, cause that's all they got, cause you need some storage for the screenshot mafia, man. Them chicks, I've talked to women and it ain't just Apple women or Samsung. It's just women in general. I've talked to
you plenty. You know half our conversation right now.
I'm just women. Saying, look, it ain't no diss. It's just an observation. In fact, just yesterday, and this one was a little older. She was a little older than me. She's probably like in her early 50s, right? I'm doing a transfer on her phone. Don't you know she got 3,700 screenshots? And I'm like, what in the hell?
Hold on, let me see how many screenshots I got. I
want to
see.
That is ridiculous. That means you are screenshotting everything that's incoming on your phone.
I got 1,500.
Screenshots? Of text 15, messages?
No, not text messages. Yeah, it's never text messages.
Wow, that is, I mean, yeah. I have a lot of screenshots because I have to screenshot like stuff for work all the time, like every day. Yeah. I gotta do a couple things for work, but I always delete, because to me it's garbage, right? I was kind of like,
if I like see something that I want to remember, I take a screenshot of it. I'll never look back.
These are like conversations and whatnot, and then like, you know how the conversation get long, and you know you see how like one of the chat bubbles is kind of cut off at the top, and then you got to see the next one to see what it said. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, wow, but see, for me,
I don't delete anything.
Yeah.
So if you text me, I have that message. If you text me 4 years ago, I have that message. Like, I don't delete nothing.
Right. So see, look, Christina's part of Screenshot Mafia. Look at Zoe. Woo, Zoe, what do you got going on here? Are you building a case against somebody? Getting somebody caught up in he's trying to get somebody caught up in a RICO or something.
I will say though that it does let you know when somebody does anything. If somebody else message, edits a message, and has a little thing that says like edit or unsent or whatever.
Yeah, but you know, edit.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
They don't screenshot that and see, why did it say you edited this? What did you say originally?
I misspelled your name. That's what I did, right? I can deal with seeing it being edited, but like, you know what? If I got a message come through and I'm reading it, like, and it's some crazy stuff, maybe like I got a message from I'm not supposed to get, but I'm looking at all this tea and I'm like, wow. And I'm reading, the next thing I know, it gets snatched away from before I get.
I've never got messages like that.
Yeah, every once in a while I get a text message, like a random one, like from somebody I know, but they've been to text somebody else. They be like, oh no, that wasn't for you, bro. Oh really? Okay, clearly that wasn't for me.
Nah, see, because I just say wrong conversation and I keep moving.
Right, you know.
People usually don't ask me what I'm talking about.
right, you know. But Christina's talking about showing folks the screenshotted conversations.
Yeah.
Oh, that's dirty.
I do that with Jim Takeover. Like, I'll screenshot this conversation I'm having with one of my boys. And
I'll
be like, read this
trash. No. I'm talking about, she's saying, showing the person who you was talking to in the text.
She probably meant to send it to somebody else.
Yeah.
And accidentally sent it to the same person.
They'd be like, oh, that's what we're doing? That's what we're doing. This is where we at. Wow, this is great. This is nuts right here, man. This is wild. But
Apple changing the game.
But I think it's like I said, and that's one of them dependable, because me and old girl was talking about this. It's one of them dependability things that I think Apple kind of like bring people, like this whole idea of being able to see like the location. I mean, we had this big drawn out conversation about the location thing, and being able to see if the person is actually typing. Did he see your read receipt? You know, like there's a lot of that going on, which I'm not a big fan of. That's a little too much. That's like a clingy girlfriend.
You know, I'm not a fan of, and Christina's one of these people, I'm not a fan of people who turn off their read receipts. Okay. So I don't know when they read my message. Right. Show me.
That's a little too much for me. I mean, I sent it. I did my part. You know what I'm saying, right?
I want to see when you're ready.
You know, I did my part. So but I think that's cool. That's another one of them Apple things that everybody, that's why I would buy a Galaxy phone, but you guys can't retract your text messages. Well, act right then. You won't have to worry about retracting no damn text messages.
Turn the man up. Stand by your word.
Right? You ain't got to worry about that.
I'm never unsending a message. Don't worry.
I'm trying to retract the
And
damn
I want somebody to be like, bro, you could have changed that, or you could have unsent that. I'm like, no, I said what I said.
I said what I said. You read it. It was in text, bro. You saw it. You know, you can screenshot it.
Hey, don't read it. Take it back.
You know what I'm saying? I need to turn my notifications.
We got a couple of nice features like that. Again, like I said, new wallet stuff, new photo stuff, new map stuff. But the map stuff is definitely the long time coming. One of the things I've hated about Apple Maps that I love about Google Maps is that Google Maps, you can say, hey, I need to go to like five different places. And yeah, they'll tell you how to go there.
Okay.
Apple Maps, one place.
Yeah.
Start, finish, that's it.
Yeah.
Now they did multiple.
And so I saw
like,
they,
small the, stuff like that.
And I saw they did a revamp of the CarPlay too. It looks very, very slick. Still look a little
Apple. CarPlay is going to be nice, yeah, but they still have to work with a lot of car manufacturers. And you know, yeah, car manufacturers drag their feet.
Oh, yeah. Everything. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Because, you know, they definitely want to cater to everybody. They're not on that inclusive crap like Apple. They're like, yeah, I hear what you're saying, Apple. And it's dope. But what about our guys who still rock those Casio flip phones?
Like, because Apple's already working with like eight car manufacturers.
Yeah, yeah.
And I feel like if the money situation is right, it's going to be like on a lot of, I don't want to say base model, a lot of like second tier, yeah, car models.
Yeah,
I guess you've been on a lot.
But you know, I think, you know, that every new car being made, I think having a basic infotainment system, like having the CarPlay / Android Auto thing in the head unit, should be a standard thing. I don't know why you got to pay.
Be.
I don't know. At this point, you shouldn't have to pay extra for that. It should be like a tape player or a CD player. It should be a thing that's in there. You know what I mean?
Right, in the slides, they said it was like, I don't know, 80% of cars come with CarPlay. And I was like, ooh, I was part of that 30%. My right. car didn't come with it.
Yeah,
right. Mine is 2017.
Right, right.
5 years old.
Luckily mine did, and I love it. And I think the Android Auto is cute, but it's cool. I like it. Yeah. So I'm trying to think. I know that's definitely one I want to talk about because I read about that. The iPad with the window type thing. I saw that too. Yeah, yeah.
One thing they did talk about is AAA titles are coming. AAA games are coming to Mac. What was it? Resident Evil was one of them.
Oh.
And then
like you'd be able to just like buy, like not streaming it. Like you can buy the game and install it on your system.
I kind of checked that when they talked about games.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I know it was Resident Evil, another popular AAA title.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I was like,
the only game I ever
remember. The gamer computer soon.
The only game I can ever remember being that was able to be played on the Mac was The Sims. That's the only game that I could ever think of that you could actually buy. Because I remember seeing it in the store. And it was a Mac version of it. And I was like, oh.
Yep.
But that's the only game I can remember that was ever being. Been able to, you can actually just buy and install on the Mac. But speaking of games, man, I was checking out
Before you get into that.
Oh, go ahead.
Now that games are coming to Mac, can I interest you in a MacBook Air?
To do what with? I mean, I'm just saying, like you might be able to. It depends on what we're trying to do here. I don't know.
Two, as a content creator,
yes,
and somebody who occasionally likes to play games,
yeah,
it seems like a MacBook Air would be perfect for you.
No, I don't think so, bro. I don't think so. Don't you know, like. No, I ain't even that much of a gamer. So I mean, like, I play games
casually.
Yeah, yeah, you know, casual. You know what I mean? I wouldn't do that. I wouldn't degrade my gaming experience by playing on the Mac.
It's gonna start with the iPad.
It probably wouldn't even support my controller. Like, I probably have to buy some weird third party. Like,
no, it works with PS4 controller or PS4, PS5 controllers.
I ain't rocking that. I'm not messing with no PS nothing. It's Xbox.
Don't worry.
It's Xbox like controller. A nothing. It has to be one of these bad boys right here.
I don't know if it's that Xbox because I don't use Microsoft stuff.
Oh, okay. Okay, okay.
Right, you know this.
Yo, believe it or not, so a long time ago, when I think like season two, maybe, I don't know, maybe in the first season, we did something sort of kind of like that where I got me a little, I got side-loaded, did a virtual machine, Mac OS, and I think remember when we did this game, we kind of experienced.
No, that was 5 years ago.
I said it was a long time ago. We did that. Speak because I'm saying we're gonna talk about some. I found some footage from old. I want to embarrass you now, but I found some old footage of some old smart guy stuff, and I wanted to play
it for our
audience. Like, well, people like Christina remember this stuff because she's been around since the beginning, but a lot of our new people don't know about it. But and we were talking because we was actually talking about foldables five years before they came out because we shot this show in 2017 I think it was the one that I got them
when the rumors came out we were all over
it was all over so I'm gonna play a little bit of that before I'm gonna close the show with that but yeah no man I'm not trying to degrade my game experience messing with no Mac man no. Now when Microsoft got it on lock you know what I'm saying they got it on lock bro you know what I mean you know what I'm saying.
Like I said, everybody knows the iPad. I'm gonna give you a speaker.
Yeah.
And of course, you're gonna get a mat. And eventually, you're gonna be like, oh.
Yeah, way. That's gonna be that's gonna be
a slow, drawn out process.
Yeah, that's gonna be crazy. Like
the iPad is not gonna be the same model as the iPhone by the time I'm done.
I'm gonna
get you there.
That is nuts, man. So we go. So like I said, we was talking about the Xbox stuff. So like they had their little showcase, and they leaned hard into Game Pass. So a lot of their, and this is what I don't understand. It's like, why they even care about the Xbox Series X? Because it seemed like they just made it just to compete with the PlayStation. Because clearly, watching this event yesterday, they could care less about the hardware. They could care absolutely. Every single title was Game Pass day one. Every single thing they announced with no console exclusives whatsoever. And I was just like, oh, okay. So they are doubling down. And they partnered up with Samsung. They finally made the announcement. Samsung gonna put the Game Pass on their TVs. So they got that going and that kind of thing. So and of course you're still getting that Microsoft hardware dongle. That they're gonna be able to stick into your TV like an old school.
Is that like
an old school Chromecast?
Official thing that they talk about that?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So that's cool. I think, you know, so that's what I'm saying. I don't understand the whole point of why they even make the Xbox. Why do they even make an actual physical unit? Yeah, I don't understand it.
So and I was thinking about it too. And the difference between like Game Pass and like Xbox, because you sitting in the Xbox for Game Pass, right?
Nope.
So the difference between Game Pass and Xbox is the same thing as Netflix and DVDs.
Yes, pretty much. Okay. Yeah. Okay. So like before, there were certain games that were not available on Game Pass. Like that, you had to have you had to buy it for the console. But that's not the case anymore. Every like I said, all the games they announced all the way through 2023 were all day one Game Pass launches. So there was nothing that was like a console exclusive. So I was like, damn. That's something else right there. I like it. I think it's cool. The last Apple thing before we move into this last video, I wanted to show you. And Ken, that's one thing you didn't talk about. The only reason why I captured this is because, it was like this right here is like an Apple was talking about. You know, they talked about you taking your medicine. These reminder apps. And one of the dudes I work with, he's a Microsoft guy. Tim, I think you met him one day when you came by the store. He has this water bottle. I forget what it's called. Something. Anyway, he taps his iPhone to it, and it actually when he drinks the water, it actually beams how much water got, you know, came out of the thing, and he tracks it. Him and his buddies is like five of them, and they track and see.
Hydro homies.
Yeah, they track and see how much water each person is drinking. But my thing is, apps like that, like, you know, remind you to drink your water, remind you to take a you know, walk and get up. You know, it used to be with your watches, they used to tell you to get up and move around. These reminder apps. What do you think about that? Because I think it's just battery drain crap to me. I don't know, man. I don't have.
So it's going
to
be like the health benefits of, and all the companies are, you know, focused on health. That was one thing that Apple brought up, that they are adding medications to the health app, and they were all, like, if you put it in there, it automatically remind you to take your medicine or whatever.
Yeah.
When I wear my watch, it does tell me to stand up sometimes, but I'm pretty good at like standing up, pretty good at moving, things like that. It's okay. I don't have a lot of stuff on my like health things, and plus you can just regularly use the reminders app if you need something.
Right. Yeah.
I kind of like it that it's built into health. So you like, if you buy a phone, you just put in all your health information, and it kind of is like your assistant with that.
Yeah, you know, I see the benefit of it. It's just that as humans, are we really adhering to it though? Are we like I'm saying? I was watching Tim and his water thing, and they pretty serious about it, right? They pretty damn serious. And the bottle has like a little color bar at the bottom of it. So if he don't drink it at a certain amount of time, it'll flash at him, right? Like, bro, you need to drink, and, you know, vibrate his watch and tell him he need to drink it. Then he'll drink it, and then it'll update. You know, I don't know. It's just only one that makes sense to me is like the women's health thing. That makes complete sense to me. The other ones, I just think it's a little too much. I think they do that to stack features on something. Like, oh my God, you can do this, and you can, and it's just an alarm. That's all it is.
I don't want to say this. I don't want you to take this the wrong way. But like, I feel like you're not like a health-focused person.
You know what?
I know I definitely am not.
No, believe it or not, I am, right? Because of all of the...
Well, I know you are with your diet.
Right, with the diet and, like, you know, of course, I got the blood pressure and all that crap. So, yeah, you know, being able to monitor my health is actually super important to me, right? My thing is, I just know that for me, like, my watch or phone or whatever telling me that I need to drink some water like every 45 minutes. I don't know. I just know. It'd be one of the things I would just dismiss every time I come out. I'd be like, boop. I just hit it. Just like, you know, like that. I just know I wouldn't pay that much attention. I remember when we came back to work, Samsung got the new watches and it had a hand washing thing on there. Cause we know it was like COVID stuff.
Was that the COVID stuff?
Yeah. Yeah, it was like a hand washing deal on there. And I was like, this is crazy. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know. I just feel like it's a little too much. You know what I mean? I feel like it's too much. But you know, it's a good thing it's there though. You know, I think.
So Christina says she didn't set up her sleep mode basically.
Yeah.
But she also likes the heart rate monitor portion of the health app. And she's, even though she doesn't have the sleep mode set up, which you actually need to have set up.
Right.
She's excited about the sleep tracking.
Yeah.
So I mean, you know, yeah, people are excited about it.
Yeah. Tracking is different.
I don't use a lot of stuff to help.
Yeah, I think the tracking stuff is nice. I definitely love that. It's just the reminder things that I don't like. Now, if there was a situation like for me, you know, if it was a way to do where if my blood sugar went too low or too high, it let me know and it alerted me. I would like something like that. Or my blood pressure went too low or too high, it alerted me. But I don't need a reminder to take my medicine or a reminder to drink a cup of water. You know what I'm saying? That's what I'm telling you, right? You
know?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
I feel like medicine and medication would be the best thing to have a reminder for.
Yeah, yeah. Especially if you got to
like
take it.
Especially for like female health.
Yes.
Or birth control, things like that.
Well, a woman that's pregnant, you know, like certain things they have to do in certain parts of the day and things like that. And there are certain dudes that, you know, they might have to take medicine at certain times of the day. I get like I take my medicine in the morning. And so like it's just part of my regimen, so I don't really need a reminder for it, right? You know what I mean?
What if, you know, what if you forget and you're like, dang, when did I gotta take my medicine?
Well, at that point I'm already gone. So if it's telling me, bro, you didn't take it, when we go back home, it ain't really solving the core problem. That's what I'm saying, right?
Maybe for like older people it might be better.
It might be. Like I said, it's a good thing that it's there. For the few people who actually go by the stuff and there's my watch going off. You know, hey, more power to him. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, think there's
have some compassion, too.
I do, actually. I have a lot of compassion, man. I love to see the technology being. I'm going to tell you what I don't like here. Like, I like seeing the technology get pushed forward. I don't like to see the tech being wasted on dumb shit. That's what I don't like.
Reminders have been a thing for who knows how long.
Oh,
yeah. Now you're giving a purpose for them.
Okay, I guess so. I guess, you know what I'm saying? I guess so, you know what I mean?
Do you use reminders at all, like on your phone?
No, the only reminders that I have, and they're not even really reminders, is like, you know, when I have like conference calls or meetings or whatever, you know, the thing will go off like 15 minutes before, like, oh, you have a meeting at such and such time or whatever, you know. But that's it. That's all. That's about as far as it goes right there. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, no other reminders. It's whatever's in my calendar, it'll announce that to me. That's it, you know. Yeah.
Yeah, I try to use my calendar a lot. I use the reminder thing if I think of something.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, yo, when I get off of work or after I do this, I need to, you know, do this.
Yeah.
And I tell myself, oh, I'm going to just remember. But I always just like put it in my phone because I know like my mind's going to go somewhere else.
Dude, the calendar, I didn't realize how powerful the calendar was until I started working for Samsung. Okay. Because like now I'm working like on my own. I don't have like people on the team or working like other people with me and like, you know, I'm kind of by myself. So, like, punching everything into the calendar made my life so much easier because the calendar kept everything in order for me, right? It'd be like, oh, well, you know, make sure on Tuesday you do such and such. And, you know, so now I use it religiously. But I think before I got this job where, you know, I was doing like a normal, like, regular kind of, like, I don't think I would have needed it so much. But, you know. Hey, so y'all ready for a blast from the past? Y'all want to see Keon? Well, actually...
Memory Monday.
Actually, Keon, you don't really look that much different in the video. I look a lot different in the video, but you kind of look kind of the same. You know what I mean? let me see if I can get it up here for us.
I'm suave from 5 years ago.
Yeah, you know what I mean? So I think we were at the right around
there. Yeah, Christina said that now she organizes her own calendar at work. She appreciates it so much. And I've been using it more, like kind of forcing myself to use it.
Yeah.
But I like that I have been using it because I'm just like, yo, that's on point.
Absolutely. I think we were around this 7 minute mark talking about this stuff. I just want to play like a minute or two of it. Just so, here we go.
Do copyright strike from our own video.
Right in there. Because it's from my other channel, remember? So it might be. Yeah. So let me see here. I don't know if you guys can hear it. Let me see if I can, I can't even have them both up at the same time.
Yo, look at my hair.
The audio is all jacked up. The audio is kind of jacked up. Okay, so that can't, I can't, the audio is kind of, it's kind of nasty. So, I can't really do that. Audio's kind of nasty. Anyway, did I unmute my, yeah, I did.
No. Yeah. I remember those headphones that I had, my lip hair, so let me go.
Yeah, long hair. Yeah, it was
great.
Anyway, you know, I wanted to play it because I didn't know the audio was going to be all crazy like that. But anyway, like, the point I was wanting to make is, like, that was done in late 2016, early 2017, and we were talking about foldable devices, and in the video, that's why I wanted to play, but in the video, you was like, oh no, from that picture there, foldables ain't gonna ever look like nothing, blah, blah, they, you know, it's like, this thing, you were talking about how ugly it was, and stuff, right, and it was crazy, you know, yeah, man.
No. That's like, literally,
oh, I don't know what that might have been like a, because when I was on Pepsi real hard back then, I was on something.
I don't know.
Oh, I think I was drinking that Coke or something back then. I don't know what it was. It was whatever it was. I don't drink it no more. Whatever it was, I think it was that sugar packed up Pepsi stuff. But yeah, man, I thought it was very revolutionary that we were so far ahead of our time, Keon. Give yourself a pat on the back, bro. Hey, too many people can say they were talking about foldable devices in 2016, bro. You know what I mean?
We were looking at it. We were like, I could see this happening.
Yeah, and as a matter of fact, in the video, we were, the other thing we're talking about in the video, because the title says, Smart Guys Tech Podcast, Season 3, Episode 5, Foldable Mobile Devices, Xbox Scorpio, and Note 8.
Ooh. Yeah, I remember the Project Scorpio.
Project Scorpio ended up being Xbox Series X, right? No, it ended up being Xbox One. Right. Yeah, Xbox One. That's what it ended up being. And I was rocking a Smart Guys t-shirt in that video, too. Right. Yeah, that was pretty cool. Yeah, Smart Guys t-shirt. And Note 8, bro. Note 8. No, I mean, yeah. Crazy stuff.
Was that? That was after the...
It was after the...
Was it Note 7 or Note 9? Because I know one of them was like that big old conspiracy.
That was Note 7. That was problematic. Yeah, that was Note 7. I think the Note 7 stuff happened right when we started doing the show. Right
around... That's Season 3.
No, I'm talking about when the Note 7 stuff, the one start exploding and all that.
If that was Season 3.
Yeah.
And we were talking about Note 8.
Yeah.
So we started 2 years prior to that. So we were on there like Note 5.
That's right. It was Note 5. You know how I know? Because that's when I was doing the, we was able to, I had that Note 5 that they changed the battery, you could take the battery pack off the back of it anymore. Yeah, I remember that. Okay, yeah. So that was like 2 years before. Yeah. So we've been doing this show for a long ass time. Anyway,
yeah. Yeah, I feel like we might have been working together when we first started, last year of us working together.
Yeah, I think that's what it was. Yeah, because it was like, you know, showing the people at work, like, yeah, look at the job, you know. Anyway, Zoe and Christina and Jen will take over, the homie Roy. I hope you subscribe to the channel. I don't know if you did or not, but I hope you did. Join our chat squad. We part of our little family here, man. It's cool. I definitely appreciate everybody been rocking with us all this long ass time. Like, even when, like, Christina, no, she was around when we looked like that, Kia. You
know what I'm saying? They were,
like,
I'm telling you.
Like I said, you didn't look that much different. You kind of look kind of the same.
I had longer hair. Yeah, I had lip piercing going on.
Right. Oh, because you know what? You're right, Kian, because you know what? When we started, we both had dreads.
Yeah.
We both had dreads when we first started. That's right.
Jill Takeover said she can't imagine you with dreads.
Yeah. You got to go back and find some old Smart Guys videos. Go back and find them, right? Yeah, man. We definitely, that's right. That's right. That's how far back that thing go. But yeah,
long
I want to thank everybody for coming through, man. Definitely appreciate it. I'm getting excited, Keon, because we're getting closer and closer to Galaxy Z Fold 4, Galaxy Z Flip 4. I'm getting excited about that. We're already making the preparations at work.
NDA?
Well, not yet. Ain't no NDA came yet, so we I can rub my mouth for a few more weeks. I can rub my mouth for a few more weeks, bro. So until the NDA comes, I probably won't see that for another 3 or 4 weeks. But because they just started the new campaign today, shooting AK, viewing AK. They just released the new Samsung QN800 and QN900 AK models that just came out today, and they're bundling them with new S22. Phones, so you can get them, you know, together. So yeah, that's the campaign got kicked off today. So I wasn't there for that, but I'll be there for, you know, for the weekend. Yeah, so that's cool. I'm excited for that, kid. I know that's, you know, going forward, it's gonna be just a bunch of fold talk. I know you ain't really gonna be super excited about that, but that's what's happening.
Not until Tim Cook tells me to be excited.
Yeah, but that's fall. That's way in October. You know what I'm saying?
He said, I don't have nothing to be excited about right now.
The summer belongs to Sammy. You know what I'm saying?
Right? The worst season of the year. You
know, the summer belongs to Samsung. Anyway, yeah, that's all I got, man. What else you got for the fans?
Hey, check out my Twitter. I'm going to be on there, as always. Okay. I've been kind of moving over more to photo Twitter a lot. So be sure to follow my photo Twitter if you're not already following it. But don't worry, Unfiltered Me will always be on my main Twitter.
There you go.
Sometimes I'll be tweeting at 4 a.m. Mm. That's how you know it's going to be something juicy.
Yeah.
I've been putting videos back on YouTube lately, mostly behind the scenes or some of my portrait videos. So be sure to check that out. I might do some more ACAM, just talking to the camera stuff. And yeah, I've got all this stuff that I need to assemble and put up and get ready. So
should be nice.
Check it out.
Yeah, cool. Yeah, so I actually got a S22 Plus for this campaign that we was just doing, and I was actually playing with the cameras and stuff with it the other day. I'm actually putting together some footage for a video. I don't know if I'm actually gonna do it or not, but I'm getting the footage for it. Dude, this phone's camera. Wow, I'm saying pretty good stuff. But yeah, I play with it a little bit. It's nice.
Great.
You know, yeah, cool. Anyway, you guys have been amazing. We will catch y'all next week, Lord willing. Or unless Keon take off. But we out of here.
No, that should be good.
But we are going ahead and play with my new fancy high-tech Samsung stove and get it all part of my SmartThings family unit. So I'll see you guys next week. We out of here, y'all. Y'all take it easy.
Peace.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy 2, get 2 free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.